So, now it's time to go back to a flashback, which we're going to replay the January 7th, 2016 show, which is actually a flashback further to a January 2003 show. Why this elaborate process? Why not go back directly to the January 2003 show, which is an interesting show, which has a significant portion of it concerns former African-American Citizens Police Review Board activist Mark Half Moon, talking about why that police review board, the Citizens Police Review Board, was decapitated by the Brodkin-Matthews City Council that came in 2003, or actually in 2002 in November. The volume is at some points of low quality, so you have to listen closely or amp it up a bit if you have a way of turning up your sound. But we don't have the original, at least immediately accessible, the original tape. Or if we do, it's hiding in the dusty bin, so we're going to hopefully get it. But right now we have to use the 2016 replay of it, which I think is useful because it talks about the political machinations of the city council and the internal collusion by earlier boards to defend the police department when its real job was to critically and fairly examine complaints regarding the police department, the Santa Cruz, the SCPD. This was also a time in the early 2016 when I was having medical problems, so I had to make tapes. And we also had at that time, I believe, I think we had a studio, but I couldn't get into it. I'm not entirely sure of the chronology there. But I believe it was either in 2015 or 2016 that we lost our studio location permanently, and we began broadcasting. We're still broadcasting. We had a transmitter, but we did so through audio tapes that we had pre-recorded. And then eventually, most of us kind of fell away. Only a few of us remain putting out essentially tapes, continuing, or yes or now, audio files. So you'll also hear a broadcaster who is a member of WAM, Women and Men's Medical Collective, Valerie and Mike Corral's organization, that was sort of the favored group by the city council, which it allowed to provide medical marijuana, but essentially through zoning rules excluded other cannabis buyers clubs, which were around in the late 1990s, but then were essentially ruled out by essentially a right-wing city council, or a city council that was pandering to right-wing views on marijuana. That was my sense. Again, no clear evidence of where the exact motivation came from, but the impact was quite clear. Between 2000 and 2005, there were no medical marijuana clubs in Santa Cruz, except for WAM, and you couldn't get into WAM because it was so full, or it was at least very hard to get into WAM. And WAM colluded with this whole monopolization process that excluded the other clubs. Kate Wells attempted to open a club, attorney Kate Wells, and medical marijuana provider, and she had it all set up, and the city changed the rules, or suddenly discovered the nearby, a children's program, which justified their excluding the one location she had set up and not allowing it in other locations. A Pacific Avenue club was ruled out, though it had been used somewhat sub rosa, but successfully, just as there had been one nearby on Maple and Cedar Streets in the early 1990s, which was sort of the original cannabis club that I had heard about. And was also the first broadcasting center for Free Radio Santa Cruz. So there's the first part of a very spirited dialogue, as I said before, between myself and former Citizens Police Review Board Chair Mark Half Moon, talking about correcting the facts that were misstated or ignored, omitted, if you will, by the city council when it took the execution. Well, it sliced off the Citizens Police Review Board and instead sent it, the whole process, to a sort of in-house attorney from, from the South Bay, Bob Aronson. Nice enough guy, but he was not a review board. And the Citizens Police Review Board had been set to examine complaints of racial discrimination, discrimination against homeless people, selective enforcement, improper use of force, and so forth. So check it out. It's worth considering. And, well, and what we're left with is our own eyes and ears and reports to attempt to document and ultimately find some mechanism for reining in, if only by exposure and the pitiless light of publicity, if you will, police abuses in Santa Cruz as they happen. Well, as they're happening, I think, on a regular basis to homeless people outside, but it was a broader kind of action that created the police review board, a broader concern of the community to stop police abuse and to make the police accountable to some organization that was had citizens involved and was regularly examining what they were doing. We never really got that because it was the toy of political favorites, or should I say it was controlled by political favorites. Arnie Leff, a good enough guy in the medical field, by the way, and a man who was a sympathizer for medical marijuana, but when it came to the police department, he was a wuss and a colluder with the police department's inappropriate behavior and also just did not favor a stronger police review board. Anyway, here it is. And so in the meantime, you get to hear a little history and hopefully realize that you're a part of the history of what is happening now. So when you see a police activity that is inappropriate, particularly if it concerns someone who's poor or homeless, because that's my focus, I encourage you to give a call to 216-8239, 216-8239 in area code 831. And make a note of when it happened, where it happened, what you saw, and if you're willing, some contact information for you, and if you want this to be kept confidential or not. You can also, of course, give a call to me on the as a netcaster at the Huff line, 831-423-4833, or 423-HUFF, as I take some pleasure in saying. And I'll bring it up at the Huff meeting, particularly if it's concerned homeless folks, or if it's a kind of police abuse that is likely to impact the homeless community. So, that's it. Let's listen to the flashback. We're going to go back to what's really 2003, although we're doing the 2016 show, which doesn't have extremely good sound, as I remind you, so you have to turn it up. But that's right now all we've got for a still audible interview with Mark Halfmoon and also numerous other bits and pieces along the way.